just because they discarded him didn't mean a thing. He still sits at the right hand of God. Come on now. Satan still had been whipped. He still is a defeated foe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's why we are not going to be quiet. Glory to God. Because God is still healing. He's still saving. He's still protecting his children. He's still blessing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, let's move on. Next verse. Woo. Verse 8. And a stone that makes them stumble, and a rock to trip over. They keep stumbling over the message, trying to change it, trying to make it say something they want to say. Keep stumbling over the message because they refuse to do what? Believe it. You got people standing in the pulpit, call themselves preaching the gospel. God don't heal today. You need to get your lying self somewhere and sit down. I'm just ain't playing no more. And this they were destined to do. Keep going. But you, who said me? But you, God's chosen. Who are you? What else? God's chosen treasure. What else? Priests. And who else? Who are king? A what? Spiritual nation. Set apart as God devoted ones. He called you out of darkness. Now what are you doing back in darkness? Why are you trying to act like the frozen chosen? He called you out of darkness for what reason? To experience his marvelous light. And now he claims you as his very own. He did this so that you would what? Broadcast his what? Glorious wonders. How far? Throughout the world. We can't be quiet. When we're having the healing, we're having the miracles, we're having the signs and the wonders, the demonstration of his power. Lame, blind, crippled, halt, maimed, all being made whole and healed. Don't you know the naysayers? Don't you know the skeptics? Gonna start easing around to see. I heard, see, they'll criticize you at first, but it just keep on happening. That's what they did to Jesus. Hallelujah. He went. That's what we're gonna do. We're not going to just be sitting up here for 15 minutes on Sunday morning. Talking about having some church. No, no, no. You finna get stretched. I'm finna get stretched. Like we've never been stretched before. Hallelujah. We finna get rid of every excuse about this and that. And we're gonna press in. Hallelujah. Because people are hurting. And we've been sent to the lost peoples of this world. Isn't that what he sent? Go in all the world. And preach the gospel to who? Every creature. So, that's why we're here. We're the chosen. That we may, that when we broadcast this glorious wonders throughout the world, Keep going. For at one time you were not God's people, but now you are. So since I am God's child, since you are his child, since we are his children, at one time we were not, but now we are. At one time, you knew nothing of God's mercy. You just mean, selfish. Come on. But now you have experience. You've had his mercy. Glory to God. Because you haven't received it yet. But now you are what? Drenched with it. You ever been drenched? You're out in the rain. You got caught in the rain. You finally made it in the house. What do you say to the person? I'm soaking wet. I'm just drenched. So when somebody say something to you, you ought to be drenched with mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not that old stinking attitude you had before you got born again. Not that old lazy action that you had before you got born again. There ought to be a fire in you. There ought to be a fire in us. We ought to be fired up about the things of God. You will sleep even last night. Didn't even know you was in the world. But he was watching. He was protecting. He kept protecting us. He was protecting us. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Keep going. We're going to get there. My divinely loved friend, since you are what? Resident, aliens, and foreigners in this world, I appeal to you to divorce yourself from, you're alien anyway. Now what you trying to fit in for? Divorce yourself from this evil desire that wage what? War within you. Keep going. Live how? Live honorable life as you mix with who?